Let us pray. Heavenly Father, by and through the parable of Jesus Christ of the sower, we pray that you speak into our hearts to teach us your ways. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, St. Stephen's.
Good morning.
I am so grateful to God, and I'm so happy that God has given us yet another morning for us to come and worship and also to hear his word. I am also glad and thankful to Father Blake and also GA for giving me this opportunity to come and serve among you. Thank you to you all also for according me this chance so that we can worship together. I want to bring you greetings from my dear wife, Julia, who is still nursing. She really wanted to be here with us, but was not possible. So she sent me with your greetings. And Precious, Gian, Emmanuel is doing good. We thank God. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. We really thank God. We always appreciate this family, and we always know that we are in good place. We also want to bring you greetings from the Swahili service, the Sipan family. We are growing and we are grateful. In our discussions, we always thank God for all of you, that you always make us feel we belong. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you for the partnership and all what we do together. We are growing, and I can see in our congregation, the fear is gone. You know, when you go to some praise, you are not sure you're gonna be received and feel home. When you are sharing things together, you are not sure, but now we are sure. Thank you so much for your support. Sharing the word of God from the parable of Jesus Christ of the sower, I am pretty sure the good and the bad is very pronounced from the gospel. The philosophy of good and bad forces examine how constructive and destructive energies shape human experience. Major frameworks include metaphysical dualism, viewing the good and bad as cosmic opposites. It is very unfortunate that which did not initiate creation or participate in creation emerged after creation, interfering and led humankind to the opposite direction of God's expectations. Have you ever invested on something, committed fully to it, and all of a sudden experienced interference that yielded very disappointing results? Jesus tells a parable of a sower who prepares the garden, does all what he needs to, and then plants very good seeds, certified variety, and went home so happy, expecting to see what will come of the garden. But in the night, another planter comes, plants bad seed. And maybe when they started to germinate, the workers were able to see, this is not what you planted. Can we go and uproot the weed? Then the wisdom of the gardener, do not, because if you do, you're gonna uproot the good seed trying to uproot the bad seed. So Jesus acknowledges that evil will be present alongside good, even in God's work. Good and evil will coexist in the world until the end of time. God created the world, every creature perfectly good, but evil emerged right away and began to coexist with the good and perfect that God created. In the parable, the good seed are the children of God, and the bad seed are the bad people, people who follow evil. I know it is very disappointing, and I know sometimes we feel bad when we want to be good and think that we are living among good people and get a bad experience. I know sometimes we might be broken by people when we trusted them, and we felt like there is nobody to be trusted. We felt like the world is full of bad people. But Jesus now encourages us that they are still good people. If you are here feeling so disappointed that you cannot trust anybody, I know in my ministry as a priest, I have met with people who tells me, I felt like I want to be alone because I've been so disappointed, my trust broken. I don't know who to trust. Jesus gives us hope. The world is full of good people as much as they are bad people. The world is full of good things as much as they are bad things. I remember one time serving in a parish back in Africa, where I looked at the congregation and people were so disappointed with the bad things that were happening. And I made fun of it, and I told them there was a musician who had sung in our language that the world is full of bad things until we are waiting for that day that we shall exit from this world and go enjoy paradise. Then I told them, hey, I'm not singing that song. I am not done living. I am not in a hurry. The world may be full of so disappointing things and bad people, but life is still good. Because God has put good things alongside the bad that you see. Life is still worth living. Life is still good. And so, when we feel like there is nobody to trust, there is somebody to trust. When we feel that there is nobody to understand us, there is somebody to understand you. When we feel there is nobody to offer you a shoulder when you need one, there is always somebody to offer you a shoulder. The world have bad people and good people, and we shall never lack what is good, because God has given us good alongside the bad that we see. Good people, bad people. God is the planter of the seed according to the parable. The devil is the night planter of the bad seed. The night planter, you know. I don't know why bad things choose darkness and in the night, when there is a lot of insecurity in Africa and the government is not protecting people, people stay awake in the night because thieves will come in the night. And one time I called my mom, hey mom, why are you not asleep? And she said, this is the time that we stay awake. It is that season that we stay awake. The devil is the night planter of the bad seed. Bad seeds are not to be uprooted. And the purpose is to protect the good seeds. Sometimes we wonder, why would not God deal with all the bad? But Jesus says, Bad seeds are not to be uprooted to protect the good seed. I know. In our families, in our communities, at the place of work, sometimes we wonder, why do we have them? But bad seeds are not to be uprooted, but they are to coexist with the good. And that way, the good is also protected. We are not to eliminate bad people. We are not to eliminate those that we think that they follow evil. We have a mission to them to preach the gospel, to pray for them, to lead them by example. We are not to eliminate them. Hey, is there anybody that you feel in your life, I wish this one is not in my life? I wish this one is not in my life. We are not to eliminate anybody. We have a mission to preach the gospel, to live out the gospel, so that we can lead them by example and lead them to the will of God. I know the gospel of Jesus adds at a note that all the bad seeds will be gathered at the last day to be put into the fire. That's how the gospel adds. But when I was thinking about it, Jesus is speaking to the hearts of people. He's speaking through this parable. Is there a difference between the plants and us as humankind? Yes. The plants may be waiting for the last day of harvest, because you cannot change a plant. You cannot convert a mango tree into an orange tree. But you can convert somebody. You can change the heart of somebody. You can lead somebody into being a good person. And so for us, there is hope. We are not like plants that await the day to be cast into the fire. We are people that can change. And so we have a mission. We don't have to wait for the tares to be cast into the fire. We can convert the tares into wheat. When I grew up and I was trying to start life, I have already told you, we became homeless when I was second year high school. And so when I cleared high school, I tried to start life like any other boy. And I told my parents, I want to go out and start making money, possibly to have some capital to do some business. That way I shall be able to take myself to college or university. And one of the things that God graced me with is farming. So I went out there to the farmers to do some casual work, get wages. And when I had enough, I converted myself now into that owner by leasing some land to do some agriculture. And I leased a land that I would plant wheat. It was 5 hours drive from our home. So I needed somebody on the ground to work for me. And I did everything, and it was time for planting. So I told him I want the best variety of wheat. Unfortunately, in my language, the family of wheat, barley, wheat, everything, all that family got one name called Gano. So I told him, I want the best Gano. So he went and took barley seeds combined with the wheat. And so he planted. When it started to germinate, people from the area would know. I would not know. I do not differentiate between a barley plant and a wheat plant. And they told me, hey, you got a lot of barley. Barley did not have market. But wheat was doing very well. I wanted wheat. And so they told me, now, what are you going to do? You had a lot of barley in your farm. And then I was confused for a minute.
But then I went home and I told God, God, you know I wanted wheat. You know, sometimes you just pray, even when it doesn't make sense. God, God, I wanted wheat. And then all of a sudden, when I went back to check, it's like, wow, the wheat is overgrowing the vine. And my brothers and sisters, I had a very good wheat harvest. Because the wheat overgrew the vine. And so there is hope. There is hope. We are not to uproot the vine. We can pray for the wheat to overgrow the vine. We are not to uproot bad people. We have a mission to them. In the parable, good and bad coexist. In us speaking to ourselves, we have both strengths and weaknesses. There are people who beat themselves so hard because of their weaknesses. There are people who have even gone to an extent of hate themselves because of their weaknesses. Every one of us got strengths and weaknesses that coexist in us. And we should not beat ourselves so hard because we have God who can help us work on our weaknesses and convert them to strengths. We have people too to help us through our weaknesses so that our weaknesses may not manifest more than our strengths. Don't you beat yourself for your weaknesses. One of the mentors that we do to our youth and our kids is don't beat yourself of your weaknesses. Just keep on working on yourself. Do not beat other people for their weaknesses. They have a chance to work on themselves and be strong. We are not to uproot weaknesses from us and from other people. If you have somebody who always keep reminding you and pointing you all your weaknesses, that person is trying to uproot. We should not beat ourselves, beat others for their weaknesses, because we have a chance to convert our weaknesses into strengths, and they are to coexist. Do not judge people for their weaknesses. If you have a chance, strengthen them. If you don't, just pray for them, because God knows how to deal with us from the point of our weaknesses and to strengthen us. Our hearts are the ground for the planting. Our hearts are that garden that Jesus is talking about. This is where the Holy Spirit plants good seeds. This is where God plants good seeds. But in the night, the night planter comes. When the Holy Spirit has planted good seeds, in the night, the devil comes to the same heart to try to plant poisonous, dangerous, bad seeds. It is our duty as Christians to be aware and to keep alert and to keep praying so that what grows in us is the seed of God, because our hearts are the garden that is planted the good seeds, but the devil would want to plant bad seeds. May we grow the good seeds of the Holy Spirit in our hearts so that they can grow and they can yield the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Amen.